Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to come and speak to you tonight during this ceremony of remembrance for our resilience during the flooding caused by Hurricane Helene. I stand with you here this evening grateful, proud, and blessed to be a Greene Countyan. First, I'm grateful for the leadership that serves Greene County. As a longtime firefighter first responder, I've been on the scene of previous floods and tornadoes, but during Helene, I was able to be in the Emergency Operations Center and observe firsthand how our leadership operates during a natural disaster crisis. As you know, government leadership, first responder leadership, and others gather at the EOC to manage our response to crises. As I watched our leaders manage the response to Helene, I was reminded of the movie Apollo 13. After an in-flight explosion of an oxygen tanker on the way to the moon, the odds of the command center Odyssey returning safely to Earth were dramatically threatened, leading to Commander Jim Lovell's famous radio transmission, "Houston, we have a problem." In the movie, the engineers in Houston gathered around a large table, and one of them dumped a box full of parts on the table and said, "Here's what those guys have to work with on board. We've got to figure out a way for them to use this stuff that they have to rig something up to get them back home safely." And we know that worked. Well, a year ago, Greene County had a problem. At the EOC, we had representatives of many agencies around the table. When a problem was reported to the EOC, those around the table worked together to figure out how to best use the resources available to them to solve that problem. And thank goodness for the good old boy and girl network in Greene County. If no one represented around the table had the necessary resources available, they either knew someone or knew someone who knew someone who could help. What struck me the most, though, about the EOC was the calm professionalism of those present. No matter what the next punch to the gut was, there was no panic in the room, just calm deliberation, problem solving, and prayer. Chaplain Danny Ricker was on hand every day to lead the EOC in prayer, and he did it with a smile on his face and love in his heart. EMA Director Heather Seip and Mayor Kevin Morrison projected calm and strength every day to the citizens of Greene County when they gave the live updates along with Ron McAfee of Radio Greenville. I'm sure that calm and strength was very comforting to our citizens and helped to reduce panic and fear. So secondly, I'm proud. I'm proud of how our first responders and citizens responded to this natural disaster. We're always thankful for our first responders, both paid and volunteer. And the ones we think of most often are firefighters, law enforcement, EMS, and rescue squad. But in a disaster such as this, there are many more. Water departments, the Greenville Energy Authority, and what an amazing job they both did getting our utilities back on. EMA, 911 dispatchers, road and street departments, public works, the health department, news media, local, state, and federal elected officials, our chaplains, the military, TDOT, TVA, TWRA, TEMA, FEMA, and others I'm probably leaving out, for which I apologize. But in this case, some of our most important first responders were our citizens. Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers helping strangers with no questions asked. Whether it's opening up your home to others or providing food to first responders who were working around the clock, or making donations to agencies who assist those who lost homes or property, or faith-based organizations and churches providing shelter, food, and supplies to those in need, or hauling water for drinking, or toilets, or livestock, or a business offering its resources, equipment, and or expertise, or restaurants offering free meals to those displaced from their homes, or helping clear muck and debris from damaged roads and homes. Whatever the identified need, our citizens stepped up in an unprecedented way. And then, when we had most of our own issues resolved, you moved on to helping those to the east of us who suffered even more extensive destruction and devastation. And finally, we are blessed in Greene County because all these folks did all these things, not for fame or glory, not for recognition, because many of them are still unknown to us, and not for money. They did it because it was the right thing to do. So we are very blessed this evening to live in a community where people do difficult things simply because it's the right thing to do.